Recorded Books Inspirational presents an unabridged recording of Deeper Water, a Tides of Truth novel by Robert Whitlow, narrated by Susie Jackson.
Prologue. Moses Jones poled his aluminum johnboat through the marshy waters, where the Little Ogeechee River mingled with Green Island Sound. The snub-nosed boat rode on top of the water, a slight swirl marking its wake. A set of oars lay in the bow, but Moses preferred a long wooden pole. Quieter than oars, the smooth rod served double duty as a makeshift depth finder. The old black man slipped the 25-foot-long pole noiselessly into the water until it found the muddy bottom. He glided beneath the outstretched branches of a live oak tree, draped in Spanish moss. Around the bend lay one of the best fishing holes on the brackish river. It was night, but the moon shone brightly, and his kerosene lantern sat unlit on the seat. Moses lifted the pole from the water and balanced it across the front of the boat. He lifted his cap and scratched the top of his gray-fringed head and listened. The only sounds were familiar night noises, the bullfrogs calling to each other across the channel, the plop of a fish breaking the surface of the water, the cries of crickets in the dark. Sucking air through his few remaining teeth, Moses let out a long, low moan to let the faces in the water know he was entering their domain. The faces moved from place to place along the inlets and tributaries the old man frequented, from the Tybee River to Wausau Island. With the water as their grave, they weren't bound to one location. Their cemetery had no tombstones, no iron fences, no flower edges.